The Marketing Development Podcast is now brought to you by the Marketing Development Academy, a brand new online resource for marketers and marketing professionals to improve their expertise by offering different levels of training courses. Our first course is now on pre-sale, looking at different areas of SEO and how to apply an SEO strategy to any website that you're working on, be it a website for your employer or one for your client. More details can be found at marketingdevelopment.academy.
During the crossing, the days that we are at sea, we will work in the mornings from 9:30 to 12:30, more or less.
Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett, and today I am joined by Janet Baton. Janet works in many different capacities, and she gives herself a really great intro, so I'm just going to let her get on with that. The show can go on, and show notes can be found at peteeverett.com/039. Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast, and today I am joined by Janet Baton from Freedom Entrepreneurial Cruises. Welcome to the show, Janet.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Pete. Great.
No problem. Sorry for the sirens that's just driving past our window. Janet, you are from you're from the Netherlands, aren't you?
I'm from the Netherlands, correct. Yes.
And how's life in the sunny? Well, I hope it's sunny Netherlands.
It's quite sunny today. You are right. Yeah. Oh, that's so good. How is life? It's getting towards the end of the year, and it's always a busy time, I think. For me, yeah.
Well, it's, you know, my business partner, he always says, if you want to get busy, book a holiday. And of course the partly that's what you deal in, but of course with Christmas just around the corner and December being a short month, December always seems to be a stretch at the best of times somehow from our side of things.
So, yeah, I totally agree. It has the feeling of being only 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yes, it does indeed. It does indeed. So, Janet, would you just like to give us a quick intro as to who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so who am I? I am, let's say, female entrepreneur. I mean, people can hear that, of course. And I have a mission of being an entrepreneur who is successful. I don't like to be an entrepreneur who just has a side hustle or like a business on the side. So I have spent, I think, the last 8 years finding out what is really the thing that I am good about. English is not my native language, so if it's not really correct, just help me out. But
it's all right. Don't worry. It sounds good. Sounds good from where I'm sitting.
Good. Great. So what is my best talent, and what do I love doing? And finally, now there's this red thread, this golden thread in my life that everything comes together. So I love to teach, I love to work with people, I love to travel, I love to meet international cultures. And now I have the feeling that it all finally comes together. Mm. And I have a mission in my life, but in also in that of other people's lives.
That's great. So the business model that you're working on at the moment, or the latest thing, which is where this sort of golden thread has appeared, has come to do with running cruises for entrepreneurs, during which you go on a cruise, but then there's also an element of networking, teaching, that kind of thing on the top. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's completely correct. So I have done the Freedom Entrepreneur Cruise 5 times already with smaller groups, and I always took cruises that cross the Atlantic Ocean, so that there's a crossing involved. Mm-hmm. And during those cruises, we did mastermind sessions, we had theoretical sessions, we did stuff. But I noticed, because of being out of the normal, out of your normal world, out of your normal connectivity, so you are almost disconnected to home, that people change a lot more than you would expect. There's so much transformation during those days at the ocean. So I decided to, and the thing that I love most is traveling with great people. Mm-hmm. This is a great combination for me. I decided to upscale that, because until now I only took like 8 or 10 people. My biggest group was 16. They all had a one-on-one session with me, and I mean, if you're going to upscale, that's not possible. So now I am I'm finding this community of people who also really have an interest in doing this, and also are good enough and are willing to be a keynote speaker or can host a workshop on the ship. So we are going this to do this together.
There you go.
And I love that. Yeah.
It should also be noted that you also do love cruises, don't you? So that was where the cruise side of this came from. That was
I love being out on the ocean in the sun, and I don't know, have you ever been on a cruise?
I haven't, no. You know, it's one of those things that I've always fancied doing, but I've never got there.
Yeah, so it really spoils you. Because
yeah, I bet.
Everything is done for you, and I totally love that.
who wouldn't? I've currently got two small children, so I think my wife and I are kind of maybe parking that for a little bit of us time when the kids are a bit bigger and we can leave them for a bit longer and that kind of thing. But we've got friends that have been on cruises, and they go on cruises every year. You know, they love them. And I there's always a twinge of me that's a little bit envious when they talk about it. So yeah. I think sooner or later I'm going to have to scratch that itch.
Yeah, you have to scratch that itch. It's really great.
So do you just want to sort of rewind us then a little bit? So that's what you're working on now, and we can
It's my really my big project now, because from like going from 10, 12 people to 100 people. Mm-hmm. It takes a totally different approach. So I hired a retreat planner. I'm working with a travel agent. My marketing has to be different. So I do promo tours now. I fly to the biggest cities in Europe. For example, last week I was in Vienna to meet people who are interested in the cruise. So it's back to offline marketing probably. And I'm known as a social media expert, and I'm like, no, I don't want to sell this with Facebook Lives or a webinar. I want to meet people. I want to tell them about it. So that's what I do.
I think there's an element there, though, that's a reflection of what people are going to expect, though, isn't there? And a huge part of marketing is about setting people's expectations and giving them a sample. You sell the dream.
You sell the dream, and it has everything to do with the know, like, and trust.
Yeah.
Because we will be away for 2.5 weeks, and if they don't know me and if they don't trust me, why would they go on a ship for 2.5 weeks with people that they don't know? So
absolutely, because I guess on the one hand these ships are huge, but then on another hand, you know, they are a confined space for long periods of time, so you need to have confidence that you're going to be, and let's face it, they're not the cheapest things in the world.
No, so they're not the cheapest. So it's perfect for business trip / holiday or vacation. Mm-hmm. And the good thing is, if we do it in the way that I do it, it's a business trip 100%, so you can book all costs that you make into your bookkeeping.
There you go. Okay, so
that's it. So you pay less taxes.
You see, you've thought about this from every angle, haven't you?
Of course.
Talk about selling the dream. You're also talking about giving less money to the tax man. That's even better.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if you know Dutch people, but Dutch people are, they don't want to spend money. They're a bit greedy, probably. So I have clients that if they have good years, they have like, I don't know, 6-figure revenue. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the year, the tax knocks at the door and they say, well, can you please give us 20,000 or 30,000? And they were like, what? Where's my money going? I said, yeah, you should have done something with it.
Yeah.
Educate yourself or do the things that you love to do. You have to spend some money if you're an entrepreneur.
This is true, and I think when you become an entrepreneur, the money takes on a a slightly different value in some respects. I'm not, it's easy to say this if you have money. That's the, I want to put that caveat in beforehand.
You know, yes.
If you're starting out in business and you know, margins are tight, you need to keep things lean. Absolutely. And there's ways,
there's ways
that you can do that. And there's resources that you can look at and you know, that's a different discussion for another day. But actually when you start, it's interesting that you sort of said, yeah, once you start getting into those six plus figure businesses, then actually the money side of things, where you've got that extra security, money does take on a slightly different meaning, in the sense that it becomes a means to an end rather than the end in itself. When you're a smaller business, you are worried about making the pounds and pence to pay the bills at the end of the month.
That's it. Yeah.
But once you get past a certain point, and that changes from business to business, when you get past a certain point, money then becomes a means to an end, and you need to make that money work for you. Otherwise, you're right, you end up just giving a good old chunk of it to the tax man.
Yeah, and that's what we try to avoid. I mean, I don't mind paying tax, but if I could also go to San Diego to Social Media Marketing World or do an annual cruise, well, I'll do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, I fully get where you're coming from with that.
Yeah.
So, if we just then rewind a little bit, so before you ran the cruises, you were doing something with social media, and then before that, you actually had a proper job. If we go back, so do you want to take us on a little sort of pre-seed version of your entrepreneurial journey?
I mean, in these days, I always said I was born too early. I would have loved to be 18 or 20 years old now,
Wouldn't we all?
Getting to internet communication, it really felt like it was meant for me, because as a teenager I used to have pen friends, pen pals. So I used to write letters with a lot of people in the whole world. I loved it. And when social media came, I was a recruiter at today's HR recruitment, interim jobs. Most of them were interim jobs. And then LinkedIn came, and I was like, this is good. I can look at all these profiles for nothing. I don't have to pay a fee. And I was one of the first people in the Netherlands to use LinkedIn professionally and to be, I think I was the first LinkedIn trainer back then.
Wow.
Because, yeah, I love LinkedIn and I understood it and I know what it can do for you. So if you become an expert and you're not even aware of that, people start to ask, could you tell us something about it? Could you give a training or could you do a presentation or whatever? And I was like, well, yeah, why not? So I started to organize workshop days or events, and they were booked out for the first year. Mm. And then something interesting happens. I think as entrepreneurs, people recognize that. If you are successful with one thing, there are other people coming to do the same. And that's fully normal. I get that. So I always try to innovate myself, and from LinkedIn I got Twitter. Twitter was new, 2007, 2008. Then I started to write books about social media. Then I did a lot of keynotes about the impact of social media in business, in your entrepreneurial life. And then if once you start to become more successful, other things start to be important. So every time that I want to know something, I start to write a book about it. So my fifth book was about business models, revenue models for self-employed entrepreneurs. Mm. Until now, it's only in Dutch. But I wrote that with a co-author. So then I knew all about business models, and I was like, okay, this is interesting for my clients because I can help them finding a new business model. And when they get successful, then there's this whole issue with money mindset. What am I going to do with the money? Am I worth this amount of money? What are my secret blocks? Why am I giving away so much money? Why do I keep losing the money? Mm. So that's why I decided to write a book about money mindset. And that's my journey. I just like that. And that book was published in May 2018. Mm-hmm. So that's quite fresh, quite new. And I don't know what my new book will be about. Maybe about freedom entrepreneurship, but could also be talking about my cruise journey. Why not? I don't know.
So it's you've obviously taken the stance in your sort of in your journey that actually, you know what, there's topics here. Some of them have sort of you've come across organically in terms of some of the social media things. Others have been maybe topics that your audience have maybe influenced you on. But what you've done is you've then sort of deep dived into each of those topics. You've aimed to write a book, which, to be honest, is no mean feat. I'm sort of stunned when you say, yeah, look, I've written 5 books on different topics here. They've all got a common theme towards them, I suppose, but they are, you've then gone and sort of made the concerted effort to, my, you know, this could be useful for me or it could be useful for my audience, so I'm going to invest time into this to do this to the best of my ability.
Absolutely. I mean, of course, I love writing. It has to be something that you like, I think.
I was going
to
say, it would help if you've done 5 books.
Yeah, well, 6 already. One of them is an e-book, but it's already 6. But yes, I love writing, but I know because I only offer more high-end programs. So my mastermind are several thousands. The cruise is, of course, several thousands. Mm-hmm. There are always people who will say, I cannot afford that. And I get that. So for me, it's very easy to say, well, just buy the books, read them first, and then get back to me or listen to my free webinars or get some cheaper videos or whatever. So for me, having those books is it's useful, but it's also something that it's really cheap for people to get to know you.
Yeah, okay, I understand. So it is broadening your profile and your reach to potentially to people that couldn't afford some of the premium products, but they you know, the whole point of building a business is that those people may well end up at the point where in 5-6 years time they may be able to come on one of your more premium products, like a cruise.
Exactly.
For example.
Exactly.
So there's that awareness piece that's also fitting into this jigsaw.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, some people have seen me on the stage 6 or 7 years ago, and then all of a sudden they schedule a call with me and they say, well, I've seen you speak there, and I knew that one day I had to work with you. That's great.
So most of your business so far has been from Central Europe, hasn't it? Mainland Europe, I should say.
Netherlands and Belgium, because until now I did everything in Dutch. And it's only very recent that I decided, okay, now I'm going to spread to mainland of Europe. Yeah.
I mean, that's, I suppose with that then becomes a challenge. I'm aware I'm sitting in a country that's currently trying to leave Europe, which is something that personally I don't agree with, but this isn't a political podcast, so let's just park that one there. There's obviously with Europe being, you know, if you're in America, for example, and you'd been working in one coast, for example, and then you were trying to sort of expand across America, of course everybody speaks the same language on the whole, whereas the thing with Europe is, okay, you may all have the same currency sat in your pocket, but there's different languages, so you've got other challenges then that you're going to overcome.
Yeah, there are a lot of other more challenges, also the cultural differences. Yes.
Yep.
I mean, I am lucky that I grew up in the Netherlands. We are an international country. So I speak 4 or 5 languages if I have to. I'm not going to do that, but I can understand Spanish, French, and German. So if people want to ask me a question, they can use that language in order to for me to understand them. And as long as people understand English, because for us, for all of us, it's not our native language. Mm-hmm. So we just manage to understand each other quite perfectly. And we try to, I mean, I also try that to keep my wording quite simple and to be understandable for a lot of people. And that's maybe also one of the advantages.
I guess actually, yeah, you're hitting on a very good point, which is, you know, if you really do have to simplify your messaging and your content and the delivery of what you're going to do when you get there and your marketing and everything, if you have to level it all to a base level of English, then actually it really is going to make you focus on the important the important points, the key selling points, the aims, the objectives, et cetera, all of those, everything that we're told to do of best practice, you're sort of being forced to do because of a language barrier.
Exactly. I think we have to. And it's also the different cultures in different countries. I don't ever talk about politics. I don't talk about all the cultural differences that are there. I just talk about being a woman, being a female entrepreneur, being a mother, and building a business at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of my key messages.
Yeah.
It is possible. We have the internet, so please use it. Use it in the way that you want to use it.
So you're currently on a bit of a challenge, aren't you, to grow your cruises from 100 guests to 1,000? Is that correct?
Yeah, I have a 5-year plan. I want to. So next year, 2019, is 100 people, mm-hmm. and I'm really happy to say that the first 25 booked already. So
there you go.
25% is filled.
Actually, I've got the landing page in front of me, and you're this time next year you will be on the cruise. So you know you're basically 11 and a half months away from leaving, and you're 25%.
Yeah, I think this day that we recorded next year we will be on. I think on the island of Antigua. And,
there you go.
Yeah, that's that island. It's always in the cruises, so it will be my fourth or fifth time that I will visit it, and I'm so looking forward to that. So yeah, that's true. So the whole cruise journey can also be followed on Instagram. Every day I have a post with a group on the things that we will do next year this day, and people have to laugh about it. Like the photos are so stupid because I photoshopped them myself, not good, but they are so. I think they are hilarious. Like, this is the journey that we're going to take, and next year your head will be in those photos. You can be there as well. Yeah,
I've got to say, I mean, some of the photos that are on here. I mean, the places that you're going to visit and the environment you're going to be in. It looks fantastic.
Yeah,
and I guess the thing with the cruise is it's going to be fantastic. That's the
it is absolutely
So yeah. What is it, you know, so you've got this vision for 1,000 delegates or guests, I don't know what you call them, but on the cruise with you. So where did that, is that just something that you know that this is a business model you want to grow, and that seems to be the next logical point, or is there a reason why you've set that goal, you know, in front of you?
Well, actually, it's 1,500, so 1,500,
I'm selling you short by 500.
Yes, and I'll explain why this is the number. The smaller cruise ships, they can host around 1,500, 1,700 people.
Right.
And if you have a group of 1,500, you can rent a cruise ship for the whole week for your own group, for yourself.
So there would be an exclusive cruise. Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah, so that's my big dream. I mean, it means that there are no other tourists, only us. We can take our own DJs with us. We can take our own guest speakers with us. We can even decide upon the food if we want to. We can have it like we want to. And I really like that idea.
And you know, I'm guessing that there's not too many people that approach cruise companies to do private hires of a ship for a week or 2 weeks or whatever it is you decide to do.
Yeah, and there are some, because that's where I got the idea. But I got the idea by talking with crew members.
Oh, I'm sure there's some, but you know, there won't be. It's not going to be a saturated market. That's my point.
And especially not in Europe. I mean, in America, it's quite normal to go on a cruise, and there are several entrepreneurial cruises, but not here in Europe.
No, so you know, I'm guessing that then when you approach the cruise company and you're then talking about an exclusive hire, you are then going to get the gold experience from the cruise company as well. So it then adds to the quality of what you can then offer The point I'm really trying to make is, you know, if you can create lasting relationships with the cruise companies and become their best customer, you can then pass those benefits on to your customers to give them a better experience.
Absolutely. We can have the whole theater for ourselves. We can use all the rooms. I mean, they have such professional equipment on board.
Mm.
We can do everything.
The world is quite literally your oyster.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I want to start with 100 people and just build it up in 5 or 6 years' time, and then it also has to become a movement of people that say, well, I was on this cruise, would you like to join me next year?
Mm.
I also work with affiliate partners that they can take their own network on board of this cruise ship, and for them it's like I sell them you can organize your retreat within the retreat, so they can join the general program. They can join the whole program with us.
Mm.
But if you take people with you, you can do something extra with them. You have them with you for 2.5 weeks, which is great.
You know, that's the also the length of time you're talking about is it's a, I suppose if you're the coordinator, it's you know, if you were to run a 2.5 week conference, you get very few people coming because who's going to take 2.5 weeks out of their life to attend a conference?
Yeah.
But if that's not the sole focus of the trip, you know, you've got the tourism aspect as well. That's going to take the pressure off in certain areas and allow you to concentrate on the high value quality in the others.
Absolutely. And the big advantage being on this ship is that we all have plenty of time to relax and to sleep and to go to the gym or to do the things that we want to.
Hmm.
I don't personally, but I think that's really personal. I don't like those conference days that start at 8 o'clock in the morning and they last until 11 in the night. I hate them because, I need time to talk with people. I like to network with people. I like to mastermind with them. And the other thing, this is true of the
conference that we were at earlier in the year. The thing I really dislike about some conferences is when you go into the room and there's no natural light.
There's no
light, and you sit there, particularly in the UK when in the winter it starts to get dark quite early. So we only get 6 hours of daylight on the shortest day. So you don't have to go to a conference for too long to go in. You go in and it's dark, and then when you come out, it's dark again, and you've not seen natural light all day.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's a very small thing, but it really, I've noticed where you go to a conference center and you're in a nice, big, open, airy place, and there's, you know, I feel so much better, so much more engaged, so much more refreshed throughout the day.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You know, and I know where you're going, you're going to have sea air and all of that kind of thing going for you as well, but I'm not quite there. But the just having natural light and the ability to, you know, to sort of take a breather and soak in some vitamin D and regroup your thoughts,
that
helps me so much more through the length of a conference than just wall-to-wall content.
I think a lot of us need that time, and that's why during the crossing, the days that we are at sea, we will work in the mornings from 9:30 to 12:30 more or less.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do one late afternoon session from 4 to 6.
Right, okay. Yeah. So there's a good chunk in the middle of the day where you can sunbathe, swim, go to the gym.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Just enjoy yourself. Yeah,
absolutely.
That makes perfect
sense. It also has to be fun being there. You also need to have the feeling of this is really relaxing. I really like to wind down and think and reflect and, that's what I will encourage people to do. Think about your life and reflect upon it.
Well, that's another key point. If you go to a wall-to-wall conference, you know, you can hear some high quality content, some great advice in the first part of the day. But then because you don't get chance to process it until you've heard another 4 or 5 speakers, it's kind of lost some of its impact by the time you get there.
That
all sounds brilliant. Janet. Janet, even I hope it really goes really well for you.
Thank you.
If you feel free to share to share what you're doing in the Marketing Development Podcast group. So that's peteeverett.com/group if anybody wants to join it. I'll get the plug in. If people want to connect with you online and find out a bit more about what you do and where you're up to with your goals, etc., that kind of thing, how can they do that?
So they can visit the website freedomentrepreneurscruise.com, which is only about the cruise. The best way to connect with me and to learn about the cruise a bit more is a new Facebook group that I recently started, and it's called Freedom Cruise Free Community.
So right, okay.
FCFC. They can ask questions, they can connect with me. I mean, and if you put my name and you Google me, you can find me on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. But I think it's very interesting for a lot of people to know more about this, but they maybe be a bit hesitant and maybe wanting to know more. So that's why I decided to start that group. Mm-hmm. and build a community of people like yourself who say, well, one day I would love to join. And yeah, of course.
Well, what I'll do is I'll make sure there's links to those places in the show notes.
Great.
And go and check out what Jeanette's doing and see where she's, you know, see where she's up to. See the, honestly, go and flick through the itinerary for the cruise for next year. You know, you start in Italy, France, Spain, and then you head off to Tenerife. And then you do end up cruising over the Atlantic. So there's a 4-day, 5-day cruise over the Atlantic. And then Barbados, Antigua, St. Martin, St. Kitts, Martinique. You know, there's some fabulous, fabulous stops on the way. So all the best with it. And keep us informed about how you get on. And thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers, Jeanette. Speak soon.
Thank you.
Jeanette, thank you so much for your time coming on the show. And really, I don't think there's going to be a single listener that's not envious of going on one of those cruises. If you'd like to know more, Jeanette is in the Marketing Development Podcast group at peteeverett.com/group, or just search Facebook for the Marketing Development Podcast. Next week is our 40th show, and we've got a really great episode lined up. So I'll see you then.